Reese is talking about something.
Okay, well, we can send a team out there to hunt him down, downstairs, upstairs. Okay. All right, so...
so... Reese, they're protesting.
What are they protesting? Third-year students, just about anything. Okay. So, now you're coming out of healing. Don't come back too fast. So let's just talk about what did you just get? What did you experience? So let's get a microphone, right? Okay. Anybody have anything that you had during the healing? You were doing spinal, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Miles got something.
This is embarrassing. Shizo was on the table and I was standing doing it. And when I got to her fifth chakra, my face exploded in heat. And then I started seeing pins and needles and I said, let me breathe through this, I'll get through it. That wasn't going to happen. And I looked at Jill and said, I'm going to faint. I was going to go down. Mm-hmm. So I sat down, drank water, and let them finish on Ashita. And then I was sitting on the table for my treatment because of my hiatal hernia. And when she got to my fifth chakra, I had this huge explosion of blue in my head.
Nice.
Yeah, just all this blue.
Okay. So what...
It's good. It's working.
So tell me.
So I'm challenged with my fifth chakra.
So there's definitely some fifth chakra stuff going on there, for sure. So I guess part of what we do here is we give you experiences, right? And healings are a mystery. Right, they're like you're walking through that, doorway to destiny every time. You're moving into a dimension that doesn't play by the same rules your brain plays by. It's energetic rules. So so you get to the fifth chakra, and say it's Ashita.
Ashita. Yes.
Right. Okay. All right. So Ashita's fifth chakra, and and you're on the heart and the fifth chakra?
I had just finished doing green for her heart, and we just started.
Right, but the hands were still one over the heart, one over the fifth chakra, right? Behind the fifth chakra.
No,
you're doing the wrap. Oh, okay. Right. Okay, right. So you're moving the blue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had just finished moving green.
You had just finished moving green, and you hadn't quite gotten to five to the blue yet?
Correct.
Okay.
And then I got five.
Okay. And so you're moving into Ashita's fifth chakra, and she's got a little... You share something between the two of you in there. Okay? And she actually holds hers a lot more firmly than you do. Okay? There's a piece of Ashita that doesn't totally want to be seen or heard exactly as she thinks or does. She will hold that, as a super strong charismatic leader, and both of you are strong charismatic leaders, strong fifth chakras. Okay? And she's got a huge amount of energy in that fifth chakra. Okay? When you feel Ashita, you can feel like there's a lot she wants to say but doesn't say it. Okay? And she does it, and she will say it in very specific situations, but there's like this There's like this like ball of energy that just sits there all the time. And so for you, that's a, you know, there's a part of you that, and hers comes really up from the lower chakras, because she's a lot more sort of, you know, passionate in her, in the way she operates as her charismatic leader, and your charismatic leader operates a lot more as a knowledgeable achiever. And so you just very naturally took this, what she needs to say, and you kind of were running it through your body the same way, like, well, I would think about what I'm about to say. And when you think about what she's about to say, it's enough to put you down on the ground, right?
Simple.
And so this is good, because Ashita, this actually brought up something that I was going to talk to Ashita about this weekend, that we need to hear from you more. There's a piece of you that isn't sure you want to be, you know, seen beyond how you want to be seen. That's the thing about the charismatic leader. It's like you will see me exactly as I want you to see me. And yet there's a real truth in there that's here trying to come out. And I don't hear enough of your voice. And I can hear it, but it never comes out of your mouth. Okay? So what you do when that happens is you step away from the table, okay, as if you feel something, you know, some pain or something's really shifted. And it was clearly that you were just moving into a new dimension of her field, right? And as you did, something really shifted. You step away from the table and either sit down, take a breath, take a drink of water, and just ask, is this mine or is this hers? Okay? And you know, I can tell you that it was a little bit of both, okay, because you two work together because you both come at the fifth chakra in a powerful way, but from completely opposite sides of the fence. Okay? So you come down to yours, she comes up to hers.
Wow.
Okay? And so you had just really built her up, and you really actually gave her all this juice to free that fifth chakra, to unwind all that sort of like, I'm only gonna let something out there that I want. Okay?
Energy was it? Was it in the situation? Was it mine or was it hers?
Well, it's not. There's no blame here. Okay? There's no blame. So yeah, I mean, she's not used to running the kind of energy you run through your fifth chakra. Okay, all right, and you have it a bit balled up. So when she did get to it and started to release, it was coming out, and you know, it was like, woo! And she processes feelings through here, and it was a much bigger problem than that. Right? It needed a full body presence to let you free that energy up and feel comfortable, sort of feeling supported in being able to say my truth and know that I'm not going to be betrayed. I know that I'm going to be supported in that. Know that I'm going to be loved, you know, in what I say, in a truth, rather than in what I, you know, my story, my other, because your story's not, you're not lying, but you're not totally sharing all of it, okay? And so that's the next step, so it's really more, you know, this is not uncommon when people, you know, and you've got a charismatic leader, but you really live a knowledgeable achiever, you've got a lot of knowledgeable achiever, and you've managed your energy like a knowledgeable achiever. And so this is not uncommon when a knowledgeable achiever works with a charismatic leader, they feel like their circuits are getting fried. It's like, what is this? Because there's you know, you're sending appropriate amounts of energy, and she's living with totally inappropriate amounts of energy, and wanting more or pushing back more. And so that was just an example of you met her level of fifth chakra energy, and it was fried the circuits. Okay, and simultaneously, it's what she's afraid of doing when she opens her mouth. I know you love to share. I know you love to share, but you love to share things that paint a very specific picture. rather than sharing, you know, this deeper fear inside of you, your vulnerability, this soft, you know, this quality within you that has no clue, like I said, has no clue why we're here, what's going on. There's a part of you that's totally sure what you're doing. You know, I'm way down the road on this, you know, and you are in some ways, and in other ways, you know, you kind of know I'm still just, you know, just wandering around in space. And being able to share that humbleness, that sort of like that neediness within you, that's not something you share very well. And what?
You mean neediness?
Neediness, like really, like not knowing, like needing someone to help you, which we all do all the time. But as a strong charismatic leader, it's like that never even comes on the table. But it's not that it doesn't come up because you're super feeler. So as a super feeler, you are just one massive need machine. But to hold your power, you need to appear like I've got that together. I'm managing that, okay? And it'll ball up in the fifth chakra, and sometimes it'll come out. You know, that's why often with the charismatic leaders, things sneak out of your mouth that you didn't. It was like, did I say that? You know, it's often with your people closest with you, boyfriends, husbands. And things like that, and there'll be a sharp tongue, and there'll be something that sort of, you know, it's like it needs to have that. But there's also it comes from this gentle, you know, sort of power you have, and learning to share that's important. And I'm glad we got a chance because that's exactly what I want to talk to you about today. So this was good. And for you, it's really more allowing the healing. So when you're doing the healing, of course you're learning it, and if with a strong, knowledgeable achiever, that brain is really active during the healing. It's like, okay, right, and here we are, and now I'm definitely spinning red. Yes, red. You know, and then they're like, now go down. Oh God, I was already starting down. I'll go back and start over again. Okay, right. Right? So you're processing an entire body that's actually a totally supercharged body, which Shita has, right? So you're trying to process the whole thing through your head, and then you hit the mother load on the fifth chakra, and it just was like, why? Right. So what's nice is that you both really experienced, or you got to experience, how real energy is. You know, if you ever had any doubt before, it's the real thing.
You know, it was so sudden and so extreme.
Right.
And I thought, well, I can just push through this. And then when the lights started to go on, I went, I'm not going to push it through.
Yeah. And listen, we've had people just fall down while they're doing healings before. So it's like, so you need to take care of yourself. And when you start noticing you're like that, sit down, take a breather, take a breath. And then also sort of feel inside of you, you know, is this mine or is this hers? You know, and whatever guidance you get, you say, I'll deal, if it's mine, I'm gonna deal with this later. Right now, I'm gonna come back and hold the space for her. Great. You know, and then knowing you couldn't come back was important as well, so.
The teachers were wonderful because a couple of them said, oh, it happens to me quite frequently. I can feel that heat build up.
And it's not uncommon to feel the heat, but also at the same time, if what you're doing is coming off of their field and it's affecting you, like some people will feel, oh gosh, you must have a shoulder pain because I'm having shoulder pain, that type of empathy is dangerous. Okay, that's what empaths do. They think it's healing, but it's really just destroying themselves. So the empath wants to feel so badly what's happening inside of you because they want you to feel what's so happening inside of them. But they do that, and empathic healing, when you bring that vibration into your body, you're as sick as they are. Okay?
Could that be the reason that her own internal emotions, they're kind of interfering in the way she's been receiving my energy?
Well, she couldn't. She's not wired to do what you do. Right? And so she was processing it the way she normally processes, you know, which is through her head. It's not that she won't be able to handle any energy at some point, but it's just sort of like she has to get through the pragmatic, the step-by-step first, Okay? And while she was learning the step by step, you were sending her energy that she wasn't ready for. Okay? So, yeah, that was good. Okay, thank you. That was awesome. That's, yeah. I mean, this, I'm sure this happened, if something like this happened to everybody in some way, what else happened out there on the battlefield? Okay, we'll start here and then we'll go there. Go ahead.
So, the enjoyable part of this experience was while I was doing the healing.
We can turn that down just a little bit.
And it was on chakra 3, and Lisa was up here saying about the, you know, this is going to help them achieve their life purpose. And I noticed her breathe in really deeply, and then I was just like overwhelmed.
What are you working with? Chris. Nice.
And it overwhelmed with a sense of faith, and it was beautiful. And then there was two other chakras where, well, one was like, I think it was the heart chakra where it was just filled up with love while it was doing it up and down. And then also the rainbow one, that was just like joy. And
yeah.
But the sense of joy was like present.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. How was it for you?
So lovely.
You can give her the microphone.
So lovely.
She's still in this.
I do have a question that I don't know it's on my turn. But I was wondering.
It's fine. That was just a nice. Thanks for sharing. You know, it's So the question: were you so for all of you, including Mal, as before you passed out? Were you able to perceive the energy wrapping around the spine?
Yes.
Okay, this is why we do the pleasure current meditation, because this is happening all the time. This is the up and the down happens all the time. Now, often the up is tight around the spine, and the down is all around the whole field, okay? Okay, because that's consciousness. So the up is the structure. And then the consciousness comes back down. So you can, but we wrap them, you can wrap them tight around, you know, wrap them together just like the wand. But basically that whole process. So were you able to see the colors? Or were you able to sense the colors? And then the question is, how did you sense the colors?
Green, during green, that was the one that I could sense as like, you know, I was literally visualizing the wrapping of like a ribbon. Shiny ribbon, and also visualizing light, green light.
Green light. Glowing. Okay. And were you able to sort of see it going, wrapping and glowing and everything as you were going up and down and notice? And did you notice that there was a difference in the different chakras? How much you could see or how much you were able to perceive them or feel them?
Maybe. In the massage, I noticed the like different tightnesses in certain areas.
Okay, so you noticed, right, so you did that. So you said, but you said that the green felt better. So what did the other ones feel like?
The yellow one felt like release and relaxation, and then the rainbow one felt like happy, yes.
Okay, so you were getting emotions with those.
Yeah.
And you were getting emotions that weren't your emotions. You were getting sort of like, this is how she has this capacity. So, did anybody get raps that went faster at some times and slower at other times?
Yes.
Okay. Or did you get some that like got stuck in a place?
Yeah.
Right on a chakra?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, so, and you have to just, you have to be patient and move that through. So these are all just sort of like, this is how we begin simply to open your psychic sight. And this is the kind of psychic sight you want. Okay, you need to understand the energy body, feel the energy body, feel how it flows. And so this is a great opportunity. Thank you. All right. And who are you gonna? Okay, one here, one there.
I was very relaxed while I was receiving and actually like gone for part of the time. And then at the end, when you were saying, okay, it's time to come back, then I start, I had here, like in the sixth chakra, I saw all of these designs. It was, the colors were gray, black, and white, but it was like a geometric designs, like mandalas, and it just, it kept going like in circles.
Nice.
It was, yeah, it was, and I didn't want to come back. They said, okay, it's time. I want to keep seeing this.
So they call that sacred geometry, and it's just, you'll all experience it sometimes. It depends on, but I do believe that it depends on how mathematical your brain is. People with less mathematical brains see more colors. People with more mathematical brains see more of the geometric patterns, but they're all just the forms. So, you know, you're seeing the waves turning into their forms that are kind of folding back and folding back and folding back on each other.
Yes.
You know, they're in a wave as well as just the wave itself. Mm-hmm. So that's beautiful. Yeah, and thank you for sharing. Yeah, that's awesome. And see if, just notice if you focus on that point. So when you're meditating, sort of look up with your eyes up into that point and see if you can also just sort of find, sometimes it takes a half an hour to an hour of meditation to get to a point where you actually have one of these experiences without somebody doing healing on you. This one's great because it's a face down, which also surrenders more. And and you've got somebody working on your vertical current, okay? So it really, brings energy up to the pineal gland that you're not used to, because you start by jamming the pineal gland in this thing, and let's wake this whole thing up, and letting the spirals go. But see if you also are able to start seeing those geometric patterns, or allowing. If you wait long enough while you're meditating, what comes? Mm-hmm. I'm definitely one of those people that I often just do like the meditation we do, half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever those meditations are. But then sometimes I just, I'll just play music that, and it's, I know the music's going to last 4 hours, and I'm going until I get something. And it's just like, that's it. It's why would I do this and just take whatever I get in an hour? I want to get that thing that I'm like, that's like, that was so real. That was so, like somebody, something I see, some object, some vision, and I find that at some point, I can't sort of like, there's like some shift that happens. It's almost like a window opens up. And what I see through that window is like this, it's like from another universe. It's like this other wisdom, this other, awareness, and some are geometric patterns, and sometimes it's just someone who just like a face comes up and goes, it's like, oh, and so being able to wait until you get, that as well. So see how that goes, and see if you get it more, when you do healing work. But oftentimes in those geometric patterns there's like a voice in there too, in a way. They are a brilliance. They're like, that's already, so something's forming, something's coming to form. Before your arm comes into form, it's like a geometric pattern energetically comes down. And then the fifth chakra is the template for it. Okay? And then the meridian system is also part of that template. Kind of cool. Our bodies are, our energy bodies are so cool. Like, so much fun. And they're just doing it all the time by themselves without our help. Okay, so we go back. Yeah?
I was just going to ask, what music should we play when we do that tuning? Was that a certain goal that played?
Or? Wasn't there, well, there was, you played the...
The third chakra, whatever the third chakra healing music goes on.
Extended.
Okay.
It's on the website.
Okay. So yeah, you get every healing.
Chakra extendable.
Well, no. Every healing, unless you just play the third chakra, or you play. Or you...
I have something on my phone called Third Chakra Healing, and it's the music that gets
for this healing.
For this healing.
Okay. So you're on the student site. There's a set of bowls. There's a music. which is usually 15 to 20 minutes long, for every one of the healings. And every hand placement, every chakra, is played in order just as if you were doing it. Okay? All right. So, and then there are also other healing audios that you have that are more general. So it's like, there's like a third chakra chord, which would hold, you know, a nice tone throughout. But the healings that we send you, if you see that, you know, the spiral healing, the spinal support healing, that one is actually step by step as you go through it. So you can actually just put that on and lay down in bed, and the bowls give you that same healing.
Mm, cool.
Really?
That's another question I had is, can you play that and like visualize it to yourself? Like,
every healing can be done long distance, and every healing can be done on yourself.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, if you can reach down into your pelvis, okay, and up over your head, you can run that energy up and down through, or you don't even have to do that. Just like, you can just hold your hands like this and visualize your one hand's on top of your head, one's on the bottom, and you're running the energy up and down. It's nice to work on another person because it really validates your ability to see and perceive energy. Okay.
So I was just very relaxed, and then all of a sudden I had this little right in the middle of my chest and back, and I'm like, wow, I wonder if she felt that too, because it was evident, and I came out of this relaxed state into a state of, whoo, something's different. That's cool. I wonder what that was. And then I kind of went back and I was relaxed. It was fine. But afterwards, when we talked about it, I told her what happened to you. Yeah, I felt that too. And it was like, wow, that was awesome that we both felt that release.
You were working with her?
Yeah. And it was great. It was
really cool.
It was just really cool that we both had that same experience.
Nice. And so that's what did it feel like?
It felt like something was busted open. Like there was a block that had been just rammed through. It was like, and then it was done. It was gentle. It was just a little, and that was it.
And did it change? How did it change your? Like your whole, you were laying on the table, right? Face
yep.
down?
Yep.
And you were working on the heart at the time? Or you were over the heart? Wrapping over the heart?
Just wrapping the heart. It was
and you were
every
doing
time
the green.
The massage, it was hard there. And then again when I was wrapping on the heart.
Okay. And so when you were wrapping the green and you got to the heart on the green, she had a release around the heart. And did it go out the front or the back?
It felt like it went out the back.
That's what you said at the beginning, but I want to know if you were paying attention. Okay, good. Because this is the kind of thing you need to pay attention to. So the back of your heart chakra, you know the chakras come both out in front and out in the back. The back of the heart chakra is where you sort of love yourself in a way. It's where you, it's your view of, it's, we call it the view of the world. Okay? So the view of the world is this a safe place for my heart? Is this a safe place to share my love? And there's a part of you that has been holding that pretty tightly, like, this isn't, you know, beam me up, Scotty. This isn't that safe down here on planet Earth. And in this healing, you know, working with Deb, you felt very safe to begin to, what would it be like to have that open, okay? And you'll hear the pop, you know, pop when chakras open, when the energy field opens, you hear it. It's like, you know, there's things that happen, voices, you know, loud sounds that, you know, stuff that you're like, well, but that wasn't a real sound, but it certainly sounded like a sound, but it was a, because just like a sound wave, that energy wave that is released moves through your ears, moves through your body, and creates a sort of like disruption. And yet, afterward, did you feel safer in the room? So was there a piece of you, so it felt good, but then you're like, what did I really, what happened? When I was in that next state, what happened then? What was happening?
I guess I wasn't aware that I was, I didn't know it was a heart chakra, first of all. I just said, I just need to remember this feeling and where it was. And
yeah, you had a pop.
Right, I had
a
pop.
And then what after the pop?
Right, I said, huh, I wonder where that was. And then I thought, maybe it was my heart chakra. Okay. And then I just went on to have the rest of the experience.
I understand.
Yeah?
I understand. So you had this... You had this spiritual experience that any master would have had and then turned and then become enlightened. And you were like, must have been my heart chakra. Let's keep going. So, which is what we all do. But did it shift your emotions in any way? When you felt a release, when it popped, did something soften? Did something change? You felt that, you heard that. Did anything change at all for you?
I felt joy.
Oh. And it wasn't. And joy wasn't over there leaning on you like she's always doing. She was like pushing you over to get a nap on your table. Okay. So you felt joy.
Yeah.
Huh. And is it possible that joy might have anything to do with feeling safe in the room to be open, more open?
Yep.
Okay. So you experienced what happens when you let go of your fear of people, of the world, of places, things not being safe. Okay? Right? When the back of your heart chakra opens up, you feel what you just call joy. That's a writer downer.
I know.
Okay.
I love it.
That's why I'm here.
Okay, good. Yeah, but understanding that we're also, one of the things that I'm trying to help you all do is understand that where you feel things, you know, and that's why, like, where did you feel it? Where were you working on? What was happening? Where did it go to? Everything is trying to teach you how to learn the language of your energy field. And we're in Spanish class, 101 here, but we're learning, each thing. But keep in mind that each one of you, that's not what's going to happen. You know, if Deb's back of her heart chakra popped open, or you were doing a heart, the chakra reconstruction, where they're literally taking the chakra out, putting a new one in. If she got that, her experience of an open back of the fourth chakra is very different than what you have. You're safe in the world that's a joyful world. The problem is that the world's not that joyful, so you keep that center closed. So then the question is it not a joyful world, or that means that you can't have joy, or is it your job to bring the joy, and then it's always there, and then you can always keep that open? So you're learning a language, that's the language of the back of your heart chakra. It wasn't the front, it was the back. Okay? And then reading in your book what the back of the chakra means, the front of the chakra means, you can say, oh, so that's... That joy for me around that safety in the world is really important.
And what's the front part of the heart chakra?
The front of the heart chakra is how you love in relationship. Okay, so the front of the chakras are how you commit to relationship. Mm-hmm. And the back of the chakras are how that same chakra takes care of you. How you serve your purpose through that chakra. So the back's about you and the front's about them.
That makes a lot of sense because I always focus on the front.
Right.
Cool.
Because the back stays closed because it's like I may not be able to take care of or there's dangerous things. But as long as I'm loving you, at least I'm at least there's some loving going on here. But the loving yourself is like, I'm not just gonna love you, I'm gonna love you with my joy. I'm gonna be joyful in this love, rather than loving behavior, which the front can do. All right, what are we doing time-wise here?
We're ready to play a game.
An activity.
Oh. We have a game all set up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
I was just killing time here. Enjoying the healing. So this was awesome.
So, Allison.
So, we'll have you guys come back here. We're gonna play a game.
Just leave your stuff.
Leave all your stuff.
Just go back to the other side of the room now. Going back to the light side. We're traveling all over here today.
So the A
or the A and B?
A.
B. A's all over here. Okay. Actually, you want to divide up half the A's here and half the A's there? So there should be 21 of you.
Right. This is still going.